The Kentucky Wired Broadband Project continues to make progress, but state officials estimate it won't start generating revenue for the state until 2025. Capital reporter Rylan Barton says two segments of the statewide network have been completed.
Segments in northern and southeastern Kentucky have been completed and will soon be used to provide internet to state-owned buildings. But officials said the money-making portion of the project, leasing out part of the network to local internet providers, won't show any returns for the state until at least 2025. Deck Decker, executive director of Kentucky Wired, said the wholesaler in charge of selling space on the network to local providers will eat up all that revenue for the next few years.
They won't be investing some of their dollars to bring this to the last mile. So as they do that, any cost they incur will come out of the amount of money that they start bringing in.
Most of the initial cost of the $324 million network was fronted by a group of investors led by Australian firm Macquarie Capital. But whether the network is live or not, the project requires Kentucky to make yearly payments of about $30 million to those private investors until 2045. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.